I call the April 18th meeting of the City of Pacific Parks Board Commission meeting to order. With us today, we have Kate, Shauna, Regina, Wesley, and Mara. City staff, we have Nicole and Chris. Approval of the meeting minutes that we received in the email about this meeting. Are there any additions, subtractions, or revisions to the meeting minutes?
None for me.
Hearing none, they stand approved as presented. Do we have any audience comments?
I'll have some soon. I'll wait for you to start the meeting first. Thank you.
Great. Next up is there any additions, subtractions, or reorganizing our agenda tonight?
I would like to make a motion to add a discussion about the safety bollards on the trip.
Okay.
I also would like to make motion to address the safety in the Beaver Park.
The gate in Beaver Park? The what?
Park equipment, the swing.
Okay, Beaver Park equipment. Okay. All those in favor of adding the safety bollards on the trail and Beaver Park play equipment as A and B on our agenda. As these are the two that will stay under old business because they are old business. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, let's start with your safety bollards on the trail.
Yeah, I noticed from the entire area where the trail has been repaved, that all of the safety bollards are missing through there. As well as if you continue down the trail, some of them are pretty well destroyed, split in half, things like that. Are there plans to replace the ones in the area that they did the paving? Was that part of that work?
Yeah, so we do want to get some replacement ones, and there's a couple of things at play here with safety bollards. One is we have the construction of the war memorials where they're going to be bringing trucks back there. So we're kind of waiting to see what the construction schedule is going to look like. Because I know there's a couple of options for the safety bollards. You can have the ones with a pin that hold over when you drive over them for maintenance access. But then that kind of defeats the purpose of preventing just random vehicles from doing it. And the second factor is we have a new public works director starting in the middle of May, and that might be something that he has an opinion on one way or another, so we would want his input because it'll be his guys installing it, maintaining it, and just taking care of it.
So do we have to ask PSE since the maintenance, it was my understanding we have to allow PSE on the trail?
Yes, we would have to coordinate with PSE to make sure that they also have access.
Okay. Plus PSC.
Are you talking just the whole air trail from like third all the way down, or just specifically down here on third and where the trailhead is, where the parking lot is?
Well, no, further up. If you go further up almost to Ellingson, they're missing from up there.
Yeah. Okay.
And then if you go further south, those are destroyed.
Those are getting backed up for a while.
The ones closer to Ellingson, that could just be a leftover from the county doing the paving, and they either damaged them and didn't tell us, they didn't put them back up. So I can ask about those ones specifically on Ellingson, but for some of the other ones, we're kind of waiting to see what the construction schedule is like for the war memorials, and then what the new public works director will want to do.
And I did notice today too that they took the house down right there on third, so they. Probably, I don't know if they were needing to get access on.
That was a permitted demolition. It's that we were aware of that off of third.
But did it have anything to do with what that trail right
no,
there?
No, had nothing to do with the trail.
It was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Who owns that property? Is it privately owned or does the city own it?
It's privately owned. The person who did the work is just, they want to expand their operations.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, just standard permit stuff.
Okay. Any other discussion on this topic? Next up is the Beaver Park Play Equipment.
Okay, I'm going to address this. So Saturday, couple things I wanted to address in the situation, and I feel like when I got asked to come onto the park board, nobody told me what I was going to be doing, what I was supposed to be doing, that there was specific ways to do things, and so I've been learning the hard way. So I learned a couple things over the weekend the hard way, thinking it wasn't a very big deal. So one of my big deals is a couple things. One, I really want her to have a fair chance at this, and anybody else who is on this park board to really take it, because I think it's a good thing. For a long time, I just sat there and I'm like, what am I doing? What are they talking about? What am I doing? This is dumb. That's how I felt. I feel a little bit worse than that now. I feel a little bit like we're all adults in this room.
She's very mature.
Okay. Yeah. So in a mature way to say this, politicians, people in politics, sometimes they're not always good people. Okay, they do good things sometimes, a lot of good things sometimes, but sometimes they're not good people. So with that in mind, I was never told what I was supposed to be doing. And I took my 6-year-old niece to the park on Friday, and she was on the swing and it was making a squeaking noise. And I just happened to look up and I'm like, oh my God, that thing's coming apart. And she goes, get me off of this. And I go, okay, we're leaving right now. So she probably, I don't know if she'll get back on that swing. And quite frankly, the slide that's over there, we should be ashamed of ourselves to even let that even be out there. Those kids are taking it and they're spray painting it. I wouldn't let my worst enemy's kid play on that. So either we need to get rid of that, close up. I don't know what. I'm sorry. I'm not very happy about it, because I pulled up over where you guys were cleaning. Had no idea that was another issue that was happening, because I could have given some of my time with that, because I'm not able to come this weekend. I will be out of town. So I was surprised about that. So there is a lack of communication. I never know what's going on. I'm always finding things out when I come to the meetings. And I never know in between that. And everybody seems to know everything that's going on. I'm like, God, how do you know? I don't. The only reason why I know a little bit more now is because I go to the council meetings on Mondays. That's the only reason why I know what I kind of am doing now. Other than that, outside of that, I really wanted to give it a good chance. So what I did is I pulled over and Jason comes walking over. Now, Jason was here last month to our meeting. We asked him questions. We invited him to come. It was approved for him to be here. He came walking over. Chris came walking over. Then I see Jason the next day over at the park, and he says, you're not supposed to tell me what I'm doing. And I go, I told you what to do. I go, I'm so sorry. What happened? And he said, no. I said, I just wanted to make sure, you know, that it was okay. Cause we had sent a text or an email to him. And I guess there's a procedure you have to go through
to make complaints about the parks. Yes.
That's my whole point of this whole conversation. I did not know that. It could have been avoided. And instead, what I heard was, to me, not out of Jason's mouth. Jason is very, I think he's a great guy. But I'm on the park board. You're on the park board. You're on the park. I should be able to talk to whoever I want to without getting what?
So
has to go through God or something. That doesn't work that way for me. I know there's a procedure.
So I'm the staff liaison for the city with the Parks Board. So you can always talk to me. You can always email me and call me, and that's totally fine. But checking in with Jason like that, we just need to know what's going on. So you can always contact me because I'm the city liaison for the Parks Board. But just the maintenance workers. Probably
you should. We didn't know that.
Yeah, is that this morning okay?
I had no idea. I couldn't talk to him or ask or say, hey, you know, that's broken over there. Can you? I did not know there it was a thing. And if that would have been explained to me, I would not be feeling the way I'm feeling. I just feel like I've been failed. I feel like I did not get a chance. And that's how people don't want to get into politics. I don't want to go any further. And it's sad because I like this city and I like this town and I like the parks. And when I see kids doing something bad in the parks, I stop and I tell them, don't do that. Please don't do that. Please take care of your parks or they're not going to be here to play in. They're here for you to enjoy, not to disrupt.
If I may comment, I appreciate having you on the board. You're one of the main reasons I stay on the board. So please reconsider if you.
Oh yeah, no. I want to stay. I don't want to go anywhere. I really want her to have a fair chance for all of us to kind of maybe have a like. Here's how the bylaw. This is how it's supposed to work. Next time, I know. Well, I still don't know what I'm supposed to do actually, because like we kind of left it, and I was like, okay, I'll just figure it out. I'm so sorry, you know. I don't want to get Jason into it because it wasn't Jason. I didn't tell him to do anything. I didn't. I just know that for my nieces, the great nieces, 6-year-old great nieces, safety, I needed somebody to go look at that.
So, by any chance, did Jason say there's a specific procedure that you need to follow to lodge that complaint? Did he mention that?
The procedure for getting park equipment fixed is just letting Public Works know, and that you can do that by calling the general line, and you'll talk to our administrative assistant, and she'll put in a work order, and it'll get fixed. And that's just standard procedure for fixing park equipment.
So it sounds like you talked to him on a Saturday.
Well, I seen that
at Saturday. The cleanup.
Yeah.
So
I pulled up over there because I was going to her birthday party, and they
that's all really not. He wasn't on company time, so she saw him out in public, if you will.
Mm-hmm. No, Jason's been assisting me with the wetland restoration. He's been working with me on it the whole time. He's been out both Saturdays with me.
Oh, so you're saying he was acting as a city employee at the time. It was not, he was volunteering.
And so to me, you know, I appreciate you guys both came walking over, and you guys were, I mean, you're always so nice, and you and Mark and everybody has always been, Laura and everybody here has always been really sweet. And I appreciate that. And both of them came walking over. So I just said, hey, the first person that came, that's what we got. Can you do me, there's a swing over there that was like, I mean, it was, and my niece said immediately. So for, I mean, I could have, I don't know, outside of we did send the email, which did go out, and then seeing you guys, I guess, just doing the email or calling, like you said, is how we'll handle it from now on. So it's good to know that. But if there's anything else in the future, it's really good to kind of maybe, so we can know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would hope that, putting aside the fact that you're on the park board, that if anybody in the city of Pacific had something safety related in a park, that they could go to any city worker and say, swing over there is broken and somebody could get hurt.
Yeah.
And not, you know, have repercussions of you went and told someone what to do. Right. It's taking care of our park and our city. And we shouldn't have, the citizen should be told, oh, cool, send us an email or call a phone number. If they're telling a city worker, there should be a procedure for that city worker to add it to the list of items that need to be taken care of. Or if it's something immediate, you know, take right. action.
Just acting as a conscientious.
Right.
Maybe hand them a card or say, or maybe, hey, say, hey, you know, it is, this is, okay, the date, this is what you need to do. Call this, somebody will get it, the message, and, you know, we'll get it addressed.
Yeah.
Let them, I mean, assure them. let them know that. But I mean, I can't remember. I had to go. So, I mean, we were just like, and then I left. And so, you know, I don't know how long, you know, or when he went over there or whatever, but the next day they were mowing and stuff and taking care of the park. And he pulled, and I pulled around up over there, and they were getting out and stuff. And I said, "Thank you." And he said, "Yeah, it didn't make any sense to caution it off, because they would have just ripped the caution tape off right off of it." And I said, "Gosh, these kids are just ruthless."
So the policy is that if we see something, we need to email you, call Public Works, and that if we see Jason out in public, we do not speak to him about anything park related.
Well, I think the sticking point here is that it's specifically the Parks Board really isn't supposed to be doing that. So, like, if a citizen is out and, you know, enjoying the trail, the park, whatever, and they say, "Hey, can you look at that?" That's a little bit different, because you guys occupy official positions from the city. So, and it is an advisory board. So it's just a little bit different than if a citizen off the street makes a complaint, because I know people will come up to Jason while he's mowing or whatever and say, "Hey, this is this way, this is broken," and he'll take a look at it.
And a citizen could come up to one of us as well, knowing if they know we're on the park board.
Absolutely.
They could lodge that same complaint with us. So
absolutely,
it's important for us to know these steps, right? That we immediately address that.
When I first moved here, I joined the park board after I moved here, and we use those parks all the time. The girls love the parks. The girls love the new park over the new equipment. So, and I mean it.
Okay, I think we understand the procedure.
For sure. Now I know.
So,
yeah.
But the next topic is the park inspection report. And as I read that, you had mentioned the swing and the slide, and if you look under, I shouldn't have touched my own screen. If you look under Beaver, it does not say anything about the swing or the slide.
The swing was, we were told on Saturday, and I sent this out Friday.
I understand, but I think if you're having, she said that they're tagging the slide, which could,
the slide's been messed up since they...
Right, so that's why I was surprised I didn't see it on the list.
Well, they painted it, and so it just, it looks... They spray painted over the tic-tac-toe thing on it, and I mean, it's just, you know, it's workable. It's, the slide is workable, but it just looks... I mean, it's not, she doesn't want to play it. She's like, "Let's go to the other part."
Okay, so the graffiti, it says, was on the sign in the gate, and of course we have moles.
Mm-hmm.
When is mole removal going to happen?
We've just got to get the exterminator, because there's nothing really to do but to kill them, unfortunately.
And when do we have a projected time frame?
We're hoping early summer, hopefully sooner if we can. But I know it's a matter of finding somebody.
Okay, because we have four places that have mole issues. And I'm sure they're breeding.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Do you take recommendations from park board members?
For mole removal?
Yes.
If you have any suggestions.
I certainly can. I don't have the information with me right now, but
yeah,
it's something
to reach out to me.
I'll email you.
And then it looks like we have the same heavy litter in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Eight of our parks out of 12. Lovely, considering one of them is closed. So I'm going to say 9 out of 12. Or 8 out of 11. What can we do about the fact that we are having household garbage / litter all over our parks?
Aside from setting up cameras to catch people in the act or sifting through the garbage to look for addresses and names, there's not a lot we can do other than clean it up reactively.
could we have a chat with the next door neighbors? Because I don't know about you, but Mrs. Blackhall could tell you whatever happened in every one of those parks.
Are we able to mail sign, I mean, mail letters about this particular issue and ask?
That's a good idea. Just send out mailers to the general area. Nobody's getting singled out. Just don't dump your garbage.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Can we make a motion to maybe have some kind of fine if you're caught?
That would be an issue to take up with city council.
That's okay, what I'm saying.
So the question is there already a fine for dumping on city property?
Yeah, it would just be a standard littering.
Yeah, so we already have that.
Okay.
Maybe
enforce it.
There you go.
Why have a new law when we can just enforce the ones we got?
And we can use some of that money to fix the stuff that they're I don't understand.
And when is the city park estimated to be open now?
May. It's slated to be open May to October, but the exact date in May is to be determined.
Okay. And it appears like in Elsa, whatever, they pruned the trees and left the mess in the park. So we do know who left the mess in the park because obviously we have half of the branches. Is there any way we can chat with them about their bad behavior?
Problem is we can't prove that they did it. It's the whole...
Here's the branch, here's the tree.
If only it was that simple.
Okay.
Okay. Can you distribute these three?
Okay. Does anyone else have any other questions about the parks?
These three are my take of how to take that and make it into this. You see what I mean?
Yes.
I've taken the data from this and put them.
Here, I like this.
Do you think it's more meaningful?
Oh, yes. So you two can have this.
Sure.
And here.
I'll try to find a place.
So basically what it is
$1
no, it's funded, unfunded.
I've seen this. You can give this a shot.
Oh.
Thank you. I'm going to need a copy for the...
Yeah, she'll hand it to you when she's done with it. So I like the idea of funded and unfunded.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're such a pen keeper, right?
Let's just be honest. I have a degree in math. Does that tell you something? I am the... Okay. So funded. The problem with funded is how are we going to fund... The neighborhood pruned the tree and left a mess.
And I apologize. I'm not sure I understand what the...
If we broke something, we would fund it. So, and then the amount that it was costing. So if we did this on a monthly basis, we would know that... I'm going to pick one that you could. Pads taken from equipment. They took the pads.
What equipment?
The equipment over at Clint Steiger.
Over here?
Twice they stole them in the last month. So you would know the cost.
It's across the street from the PlayStation.
I know. So what? You would be able to say that those, and this is not the true amount. But if those pads were $1,000 and it cost $500 to put them in, we would see that our maintenance cost was $3,000, $4,000. Let's see. You took them. I had to pay them $500. You took them again, had to pay and install. So that's a $3,000 bill. Branches smeared with yogurt, chains twisted. There are some children that need to have some work. So I like the idea of costing out what they're doing to us. And the fact that Jason, I did ask for another park employee, because Jason can't keep up with this kind of maintenance. Because he's having to clean. And yeah.
On the bookkeeping here, how do you think this can actually be integrated into the meetings so that we can find out how the budget's going? Because I remember when I was on the park board how difficult it was to do anything because there was no money.
I'm going to call a point of order. If we want to talk about the budget, we're going to have to add that as an item to the agenda. Right now, we're just talking about this report.
Thank you.
So,
point of order, just give me a second.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any other questions on this?
No, I'll wait for the budget portion.
So we need to have a motion
then
to add.
A motion to add that.
And then we'll need a second and then a.
I move to add the budget information to our agenda.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, we will add that to the bottom so we can, let me get back to here. So yeah, I killed off my mouse. So I'm having to do this the old fashioned way. Oh, what did I just do? Okay, here we go. So moving on, the update on the Get Active, Stay Active grant.
So Kevin, new services manager, he got an estimated delivery date. It's kind of like the middle of May. A big boulder.
Mid-May. This is my sad face because we thought maybe we'd be dedicating it.
Yep.
Big boulder.
Doesn't this big boulder come with more of these pads that are being installed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there will be a concrete pad put on or put down for the boulder to be anchored to. And we're looking at adhesives and other methods to make sure the pad stays on the concrete. And if somebody wants to rip it up, it will take a lot of effort.
So we're still looking at mid-May. So maybe at our next meeting, we can go out and take a look at
it. I'm hoping that our next meeting, we will be able to go look at it.
Great. Spring cleanup day for Earth Day this Saturday.
This is Saturday. It's just the annual spring cleanup day. There will be locations here and then at the Algona City Hall. And I think Algona is the one that will be doing the electronics.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They have signs out. Mm-hmm. And we are supposed to meet you here at 9 or meet you in the Bramble?
Well, we actually are thinking about postponing our next work day until April 29th.
And not doing it on Earth Day?
Mm-hmm, because there will be too many people here doing the stuff for the cleanup day, and you don't want to try to split people.
Okay, so spring cleanup, we are to meet here at 9.
Yeah, I will not be here for spring cleanup.
That's the
who is game. Coming to spring cleanup?
I am planning to be here.
I am planning to be here too. Okay. And so that would be the Waterworks Wetland Restoration Grant is the next thing going to top down. That's when the 29th?
Yes. So we've had two work days so far.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but we skipped over the garbage bins, the update on the garbage bins.
Oh, that's right.
That was right after the inspection report.
I am. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, just quick update on that. Kevin ordered the bins, and so they're on route, and hopefully they'll be here by our next meeting, but with shipping stuff, who knows?
And we got the ones that were...
The plastic slabs.
The plastic slabs. And how much were they per?
How much were they per?
And how many did he order?
He ordered four.
Ordered four?
I want to say they were like $8.50 each, maybe slightly more expensive. I'll bring the quote that Kevin has. He just ordered them today.
And which parks are they going into?
we'll have to coordinate with Jason to see what his opinion on which ones we do new garbage cans the most. So that's still up in the air.
I would say the ones that don't have household waste in them today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's...
Yes. I have a question. Kind of, and I don't know if this is even something, when PSE comes out and does whatever, the powerful, can we add, can we put addition to more powerfuls so we can light some of the parks up?
I can ask about that.
It's worth an ask to try to maybe see if we can get it in a budget, maybe vote on it, maybe try to get a couple of powerfuls to light some of these parks up, because I think maybe if they're lit up a little bit more, just maybe they people won't think it, you know. I mean, I don't know. They're still in paths across the street from a PlayStation right on city. I mean, you would think that I would never have done anything like that as a kid. Ever.
That's because the sheriff was in my church. And
we
I
did
was
some
scared
stuff, but we did some stuff. We were kids, but we never did anything like that.
So what you're suggesting, and we can add it after the budget.
I didn't even know.
Well, we could talk about it in the budget, and so we can move it down to budgeting.
Right.
So you are thinking of going back to the waterworks. So 29th at 9 a.m. That's E, waterworks, at 9 on 429. Okay. Next up is the update on the Beaver Park gate.
So we're looking at quotes for that, and that's one of those things we kind of want to wait for the new public works director to help us, just to help us choose, because it'll be his guys with the keys, they'll do the maintenance and be responsible for it, so we don't want to put something in right before a new guy starts.
So was a decision made if we're going to lock that gate permanently?
That's good. I think we're going to leave that up to the public works director.
You were going
to
look in the regulations,
mm-hmm,
to see if we could?
Yes.
We can't.
Well, I think it depends. It depends what type of gate it is. It depends of who's using the gate for access. And I know right now it's transients and homeless people. But we can't restrict access because there's like wheelchair users that come from that direction. We need to be careful to not prevent accessibility.
Okay, so it is, because that was the question to you, is
that,
was it an ADA access point?
No.
And you're telling me it is.
ADA. That is not.
Well, there's no ADA parking.
Nope. Yeah.
Was David brought into the loop on this ADA business?
David Jacoby?
David Jacoby, or the city engineer?
No, not yet.
Okay, because he seemed to think that he had a solution to this problem when it came to ADA. And I hope he's involved in this, because he thought there was some way that it could be instrumented. You understand about that?
Okay, so ADA, no issue to lock it, or it's the issue. It's an ADA access point.
He thought that it could be made so that maybe there would be some kind of special card issued to those people who want to get in or something like that. I have no idea what his plan would be, but he had something that technology would resolve the problem.
Okay, waiting for new public works director. Okay. Pop-up dog park discussion.
We're still waiting to hear from King County. I know there's been some brief discussions about maybe go ahead and get the temporary, you know, fencing and posts and maybe put it somewhere else while we wait to hear back from the county, because you guys know it's King County. Who knows when we'll actually get a definitive answer. So we might want to look at putting it elsewhere while we wait.
And what? Where else would you think we could put it?
There's really only one location. It would probably be right out here on a very temporary basis while we wait to hear from King County, and then get the okay, we'll move it down to the White River Estates area.
Okay, so we've been waiting on King County now for 14 years.
Yes.
So the idea of temporary I think wherever we put up this pop-up, we should understand that it's going to be the pop-up for the season.
And possibly the next 14 weeks.
Well, if it's a pop-up, we'd have to take it down when you got muddy.
Okay.
Because who wants their puppy's paws muddy on them?
Well, we wouldn't. So me and Kevin visited one in Sumner, and we wouldn't necessarily have to pick it up when it gets rainy and muddy. We would just close it. So that way it can stay and still be temporary, but also not destroy the grass underneath and ruin the terrain.
Okay. And do you have the rules that you would implement at the pop-up of Bee Park?
Yes, I included those in last month's agenda, but I can send those back out.
No, that's okay. It just means that I didn't see them here. And so let's look at the rules, and can we add an agenda item for next month to review the pop-up puppy park rules? Is there any other discussion about the pop-up dog park? Okay. Now, feedback on Mark's inspection forms.
So we did a test run with the trail inspection forms, and ultimately, while they are tad more detailed, they take up too much of Jason's time.
Are you talking mainly about this one?
Yes, and so if he's spending an hour a day filling out trail inspection forms, that's an hour less a day he's out maintaining our parks, and I don't think that's a good trade-off.
Could we move it to once a month?
Yes, that's what we talked about, and it won't be a daily thing, but once a month, that sounds reasonable to me.
Yeah, because he doesn't do the park thing every day. He does it once a week, so...
I think the frequency that was originally established for Jason is a bit too much. I agree with you. However, I feel that the existing inspection form should include this in order to make the trail so that it really works with this. You can't really use this for the trail. And there should be 14 goods each time. That's the reason there's 14 items on this. And for some reason, Nicole, can you bring up the inspection item for today?
It was not a part of the packet, so no.
It's there.
Oh, just this one you mean? I thought you meant yours.
That, yeah.
This one, okay.
For some reason, there's more than 14 goods. What's happened? Has Jason changed the way they're... doing things?
Not that I don't know.
Well, if you look there, I think he's finding 18 goods now.
What? You are absolutely right. I did not notice that.
So how has it changed over the last month or two that Jason is doing things differently?
I'll have to ask him about that.
Okay.
And if it turns out that we can get the data to me a week or so before the meeting, sure, I will be happy to run it through the analysis that the spreadsheet will allow. On here, there's no analytics at all, whereas the one that I passed out in three copies tonight, I did spend a few hours trying to figure out how we can take existing data and make it so we can really get something out of it. And the red, yellow, and green certainly does that in a single glance. You can see that. Mind you, I've never done that before, and I'm happy to say that I was able to give it to this and great park board. I'm hoping that you'll be able to find something that will, in a single glance, be able to do things a lot more rapidly.
So, Mr. Bounce, with your spreadsheet, you're creating more work for three city staff members. The administrative assistant compiles a spreadsheet, Jason, who does the trail inspection and inspects the parks, and then also for me. It's not a great use of city staff time.
Well, I would hope that Jason stops doing things so frequently And I'm hoping that that would be given to me as it had been done before. However, what you have here is not working. This is only non-analytical, and it does take some processing to be able to figure out what you can get out of this particular form.
So what would you like to see the form look like? Since this is taking too much time, this park form and the trail form, what would you suggest we, how can we improve the process?
Can I think about that? And then
can you put it on the agenda for next month?
Let me stew on that for a little while and think about it, and we can talk next month about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because we obviously do not want to be spending your time and admin's time and Jason's time if really, I'll be honest with you, the only thing I ever read is the comments.
Agreed.
So that's me. But I would like to see, is there anything else we need to talk about for old business, or can we move on to the new business?
I have a question. Do you understand that?
No. I don't understand the numbers.
We don't understand the numbers either, which is why we're asking for more information and how we can improve upon it.
Yeah.
Because it used to be a 14-point scale. As somebody said, it's now a 17 or an 18-point scale. So we don't know what happened.
Meaning what? What's the scale for?
I don't know.
What do we use it for?
Well, we used to say that anything below a 14 was a park that needed additional assistance or a park in trouble. And then the scale went higher. So, and it's still a 14-point scale. It's still, if anything is below 15, so it was anything below 15. And so we need more information. So we have sent it back to staff so that they can clarify, number one, how they're doing it, and number two, how we can streamline the process.
Okay. So
if you scroll down just a little or up, those are his points. So that's the 18 points he's reviewing.
There's 14.
There should not be 14. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
14 comes from this form, you see there's... 14.
Okay, so obviously, you know, we're just going to leave it, and you're going to come back with a suggested form and a suggested frequency, and we will review it next month.
Sounds good to me.
And also an explanation.
Yes.
And an explanation.
And an explanation of how he will fill it out, and...
So we're all on the same page. Yes.
Right. So, the same page.
She understands it as well because she understands it. Yes.
It would be interesting to find out how often Jason would be liking to make the inspection. Maybe he doesn't want to do any inspections at all. Wouldn't that be something?
Well, we will find out from staff. So we're going to let Chris handle it with the new works public works director, which is Jason's boss. Him and the admin assistant, so they can streamline it.
So, and if we're gonna wait for the public works director, may I add suggest maybe not adding this to next month's because the public works director will only be here for a day at that point.
So,
so do we want to go ahead and move this to maybe June so that we actually have time to sit with the?
Is the public works director his boss?
He will be Jason's direct boss. Mm-hmm. There will still be some coordination between us, but he will be reporting.
I'm just afraid that you guys won't have full answers if the public works director isn't actually brought on board.
Right.
So
let us move it to June.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for catching that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Except that much.
Are we ready to move on to new business? Okay. Under new business, we have the budget that you added. So you wanted to From what I heard, you would like to know how much we've currently spent in our budget, and is there money for a capital improvement of power poles with lights by our 11 parks? Well, not 11 parks.
Just maybe we can, the ones that are the worst, maybe we could talk about which ones we feel that need to have some lighting, which, you know, I mean, at night, it's not, I mean, especially, I just don't know what that would even look like to have, which ones.
So we can request that the staff take a look at the cost of adding a power pole. Do you want to say at Beaver?
I mean, we could start there because it is right off the trail. So maybe a motion light on top of it. I don't know if we would even need to, I don't know what that would even look like.
So do you want like an actual street light, like a super tall one that then hangs over, or would like a more, like a shorter one that still had a light that could be mounted to the ground?
No. Like options.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe some options, because I don't think anything where that could be vandalized, taken, right, like ripped out of. I just think it needs to be something, but
okay,
something, you know, effective.
Permanent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it might help cut down on the vandalism. I don't know.
Some visibility.
Yeah. It's pretty dark on that trail when it gets dark. It's pretty dark.
So would we also like to request an analysis of lighting for the trail?
No, because that's, I think they're already looking at that with the War Memorial. There's some lighting already going in. So I that's not what I, okay. Not at all, no. But as far as the budget, I think more than anything, we want to know where we're at with spending and what we have looking forward.
Okay. If we can. Okay, so we'd like to request a budget analysis of where we are, mm-hmm, and then options for lighting.
It would be nice to have that budget information included in each one of our council meetings. I don't know if that's a huge workload for them to be able to say, here's where the budget's at.
Let me look into that. I'm not sure what that workload would look like, because that would be a management thing I would have to ask about.
Yeah.
Okay, I can definitely ask about that.
So you mean like a treasurer's report at each
year? Yes.
Yeah.
How much we have spent, how much is left in the budget.
They're getting the treasurer's report by the 15th of the month. So typically our things are after the 15th. So maybe they could just give us the treasurer's report, which is public information.
Mm-hmm. I can definitely look into that.
Is there anything else we need to add to new business? So I do have one announcement. I will be in Madison, Wisconsin for our next meeting. So we can either keep it the same, move it up or down a week. But if we keep it the same, one of you gets to play party hostess. Mm-hmm.
I move that we move it upward.
So I will say it might be better to
move, I know, Nate West.
Because on the fourth Tuesday of every month is the planning commission meeting. So the space will be occupied the next Tuesday.
We'll just throw them out.
And I also do the minutes for them too, so I can't, you know.
Who would like better?
So
we need to offer you food or something to get you to. So if we moved it up a week, it would be the 9th of May.
It's a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Tuesday.
Do I have a motion for moving the park?
Everyone's looking right now.
Okay.
May
9th is good for you?
Yes.
Good for you?
I'm going to say yes right now.
Okay. Good for you? Now, I will entertain a motion to move it from the 16th to the 9th.
I second that motion.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unless Wes wants to.
What?
Unless Wes does want to do it. He wants to be the party.
I'm all right with moving in. Okay. I'm also all right with
let's move into the night.
Okay.
So, is there anything else to come before us before we adjourn the meeting? Yes.
This is a book on laboratory control, and it's awful. Chris, can you tell us how the laboratory control is coming along at Pacific Meadows?
Well, I don't know about control, but it's definitely being removed, and that's the first step to controlling it. Is you have to get it out, but it's not enough just to cut it down to the stem. As Regina knows, you have to dig into the ground and yank out the root ball. And I mean, a small stem could have a root ball like this with veins popping off it, and it takes some effort to get those up, but if you want a permanent solution to them, that's how you do it. And so that's what we've been working on with the removal days right now, is trying to get as much of that up as we can. And it's definitely manual labor. It's tough.
So are we planting on the 29th?
No, we're going to still be removing. And so this project is kind of evolved, I would say. Initially, we were just planning two removal days, one planting day, but just due to the scale of the blackberries, we're going to be removing for a while, and we'll play the planting by ear when we're ready for it.
So we didn't order the plants?
No, not yet.
Okay.
No, not yet. I've been trying to keep an eye on, nurseries and what's available, because there's a plant shortage right now. Nurseries just don't have what we request in stock. So we're trying to keep an eye on that. And one of the things we are going to do is along rhubarb, we're actually going to try and plant some grass to make just the grass yard area a little bit bigger, and then go into the native wetland plantings.
Are there any grants we can get in order to pay for these native plants?
This is all being paid for by a grant.
Okay.
The King County Waterworks Division, and Jim Morgan started this, I think, in 2021, but we were awarded $50,000 to restore this wetland.
And so that $50,000 is going to go all to plants because we're doing all of the labor for free?
No, it's not all going to plants. We had to pay our wetland biologists.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much have we spent of our $50,000?
My first expense report is due next week, so I will let you know at the next meeting.
Okay. Could you add that as an agenda item?
Okay.
Oh, and the other question I had was from my council discussion. How is that going about finding new properties?
It's difficult. I know Mark is kind of taking the lead on that, and most of it is related to floodplain stuff. So like along Milwaukee Creek, I know there are conservation grants that we're looking at to purchase some properties and kind of return them to a natural state of enhancing the areas along the trail. And I know it's not exactly, a new park space, but it is new green space. It is more open space. And so we're just taking it slowly.
So it was my understanding that in order to qualify for certain grants, we need a certain percentage of open space?
That depends on the grant.
Okay.
Is this like the ones for the houses along the Milwaukee Creek? That's about floodplain. These houses routinely flood. There's property damage, all of that stuff. And so it's kind of about getting rid of the structure and returning it to a natural state.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Yes.
Chris, I hate to hang on this subject, but I've been dealing with blackberries. I spent several $100 on blackberries this year. It seems to me that if you don't get the blackberries within, like, they have to be like less than 6 inches tall. If you don't kill them, under 6 inches, then you've lost control. And you can't cut them with anything but a serious machine after that, because a string trimmer won't cut it. So I've had to buy a machine that's got a steel blade on it to do this. And that's, you know, I used to have goats, but I'm hoping that as soon as the blackberries have been removed, that there is already somebody that's going to keep them down. And we spray them, or whatever you have to do.
We have to be careful with the spray around Pacific Meadows because it's a wetland, and then there's all the residential around it.
Well, I would say that within 6 months of removing them, if nothing is done, they'll be back again.
Yeah, we're working with the wetland biologists, so we're very aware of blackberry removal and how it comes back and how invasive it is. So we're very aware.
Yeah. And I hope you don't have to get goats.
It's fertilizer. Is there any other questions? Concerns? Hearing nothing, I will adjourn the meeting at 7:27 p.m. Go forth. Have a good evening.
Thanks for coming.